Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
It's crazy that the news has become like the old tabloids. What was it? The National Enquirer had about as much integrity as much as mainstream media does.
Oh, the National Enquirer couldn't say anything that we don't see all over the mainstream media these days.
Yeah. Personally, I always took my stand with Mad Magazine.
Oh, I loved Mad Magazine. Is that still around, or has it gone woke with everything else?
Yeah. No, it's still an organization.
Is it still funny? Do they take daring shots, or do they just get PC on us?
No, they have had to tone down some things. I remember some of the articles, some of the things that they did way back in the day that now they would. They'd get defunded, they'd get the plug pulled, something would happen, they'd get censored. But one of the things I loved about Mad Magazine, one, it was just plain silly, and it kind of helped shape some of my sense of humor. But there were no sponsors. There were commercials, but they were not real commercials. They were fake like everything else in the magazine, but they didn't have any advertising. And I thought, that's a pretty cool thing to publish that thing and sell as many magazines as they did. And, of course, first ones I ever saw said, 5 cents, our price, cheap. And, of course, that just kept going up and up and up and up and up. We'll talk about inflation.
And they always had satires of our favorite TV shows when we were growing up as kids.
Oh, they always did. They did a great job.
I remember when Star Trek came out, they were doing an imitation of Star Trek, and Captain Kirk was going to jettison somebody out in space, and Mr. Spock says, "You would be so cruel, Captain? I don't believe my ears." And he said, "I don't believe your ears either, Mr. Spock." It was lines like that.
I remember they did a spoof on Star Wars.
Oh, and I never saw that one.
Oh, it was good. It was The Empire Strikes Out. And and there's this scene when Luke is with Obi-Wan, and he's talking to the stormtrooper, and he says, "These aren't the droids you're looking for. He can go his way." And the stormtrooper says, "These aren't the droids we're looking for. You can go your way." And Luke said, "How did you do that?" And Obi-Wan says, "The Force can be very powerful over the weak-minded." And Luke says, "The Force can be very powerful over the weak-minded."
That's great.
I don't know how I can remember stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe, amazing maybe the things we remember as we get older.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.